Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today, we're going to highlight Zion Johnson, offensive guard / offensive tackle out of Boston College University. So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner, and as always, over the past year, my guest this morning, he comes out of Key West, Florida. I'm out of words of saying how great this guy is when it's covering all players considering the 2022 NFL draft. He's special. He's a guy that I've learned a lot from, and I've learned the art of really scouting players from head to toe. The most talented guy that I've seen doing this, and the most honest guy when he talks about these athletes. He's a special talent. As I just mentioned, he comes to us live out of Key West, Florida. My man, I consider him the number one scout covering the 2022 NFL draft players, Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mr. Turner. Thank you for the intro. How are you?
Hey, I'm ready to go, man. We got, 3 weeks before the draft?
Hey, I was just telling Mr. Landers, our producer, before the show, it feels like Christmas, only it's not last-second shopping. It's last-second evaluating. I mean, and there's all these moves being made, and teams are shuffling around. That big move this week made by the Eagles and Saints. You know, teams are shifting around in the draft. It's starting to really heat up. You know, this NFL draft stuff has almost become like Super Bowl Junior.
I'm going to say this. Over time, me following the draft, I've been following the draft real heavy since 1990. And I can tell you, this time right here and this year right here, it's been the most enjoyable, the most exciting, and the biggest trades in the movement of the quarterbacks. We need Christmas, baby. Just like you said. Right in to get presents. Let's talk about Zion Johnson, offensive guard / offensive tackle, Boston College University.
Absolutely. There he is on your screen. Take a close look. Zion Johnson, offensive guard, a swing offensive tackle, Boston College, 6'3", 316. You can see him fill out that uniform there on your screen, like I mentioned. And again, I'm different than a lot of NFL draft analysts out there. I actually hold myself accountable and make known the games I evaluate these guys on. So if there's any question at all, we can speak from the game tape. I looked at Zion Johnson this year against Clemson, Missouri, and Virginia Tech. Let's talk about him. This guy is a dominant run blocker, but he leaves something to be desired in pass protection. He's strong and he's sturdy, and he would be great in a running offense in the National Football League. But that's the problem, because the NFL's become a pass-happy league. And Johnson did, like I mentioned, he did show the ability to swing out. So there is value there to offensive tackle, left tackle during the game versus Virginia Tech. Let's break him down as we always do. In the pass protection category, this is the big one. Very strong at the point of attack straight up. You can tell by the picture on the screen. He's got very powerful lower, big lower legs, very strong lower legs and anchors, we say in scouting. Nobody is going to bull rush Zion Johnson. He has a good use of hands at the point of attack. He does a nice job of really walling off the pocket. He uses that big frame. He's aggressive in nature. So he walls off that pocket pretty well when guys take him on straight up. He does a nice job helping out in what we call in scouting combo blocks. What are combo blocks? Combo is actually one of my favorite snacks, but something different. Combo blocks are when the offensive guard will go out and kick out and help another player on the offensive line and create a double team, like whether it be the offensive tackle, whether it be the center. He does a nice job on combo blocks. Very alert, seems to be a smart football player. Showed he can get out on screens, but it's kind of hit and miss when he's in space. This guy will push, this guy will fight, this guy will battle until the whistle blows. No question, no problem whatsoever when it comes to effort level. This guy plays, as Bill Parcells used to talk about, the man who hired me in New York and who would work on his staff. One of the critical factors of scouting is football important to this guy? And the answer to Zion Johnson, he checks that box, yes. He plays like football is important. How do you, can you tell that? Because he plays every play, doesn't take plays off, and plays until the whistle blows. Let's talk about the negatives and pass protection. This guy kind of approaches the pass protection game the way he run blocks, and we'll get into his run blocking in a moment. He tends to try to maul people as a pass protector. The biggest concern I have about Zion Johnson is his feet and his ability to laterally slide back and forth in the gaps to his left and to his right, because he is what I call in scouting a gate opener. He opened the gate. In other words, he got turned to the side way too many times. Now, to his credit, he did battle and he didn't give up any sacks in the three games. I want to highlight that. So we're not talking about a huge liability here, but it's still a concern because offensive guards, especially, well, actually every position in the offensive line, but the guards need to be able to slide to the left and to the right when guys try to stunt and move into the gaps to try and shoot up and get into the pocket. Instead of sliding his feet, he has a tendency to lower his head a little bit, waist bend a little bit, turn and open the gate, and again he stays with it, but the footwork is a concern, especially if you're considering this guy in the first round. You've got to come out of the first round with game-changing technicians that have their act together. Big concern with the footwork with Zion Johnson. It's not always pretty, as I mentioned, with him in pass protection, but he got the job done, and that's all that matters. Bottom line, the NFL is a bottom line business, as my NFL mentor taught me, and he gets the job done. As I mentioned, no sacks allowed, but did give up some pressure. The quarterback was able to feel the presence of his assignments at times. And so I'm just really kind of concerned how that will translate to the next level. Again, when you're going from college football up into the NFL, one of the main considerations of evaluating is being able to project to a higher level of competition, which the NFL is, versus college football. So that is a concern that I have. Now, run blocking, no concerns whatsoever. This guy is a dream, an offensive line coach's dream when it comes to run blocking. And let me just break him down as a run blocker. Dominant, this is how we would talk in a war room. Controls the blocks. He can drive guys off the line of scrimmage. Understands positional blocking. He understands the art of leverage. He understands how to position his body and dominate blocks in the running game time and time again. And this is important because Boston College was a very run-heavy offense. So when you go back and watch the film of these three games that I mentioned against Clemson, Missouri, and Virginia Tech, this guy was able to maul people as a run blocker. I mean, it was to the point where I didn't have any negatives written down on my notes, which is rare because I consider myself the hardest grader in America. And if there's a negative, I'm going to find it, as we all know on this show. And this guy, though, he understands how to run block. He finishes. He's aggressive, tough, and physical. physical. He's everything that you would want in a run blocker. The only thing that I didn't see was that I liked too much was that, again, it's kind of hit and miss with this guy in space at the second level. What's the second level? I can't stand it with NFL analysts on television talk like doctors, and they don't break things down in terminology. The second level, for those of us who don't know, is the level where the linebackers reside on a defensive alignment. So sometimes the offensive linemen have the assignment of kicking into the second level and making that key block against a linebacker. And with this guy, there's a little rigidity. And so there's a little hit and miss if he does not have it lined up exactly right. To summarize Zion Johnson from a scouting perspective, like I said, I do like the value he adds to be able to swing out the left tackle. Again, the footwork was a problem at left tackle. If he can get his big mitts on you and control you, you're done. You're done in pass pro. You're done in run blocking. And he played very effectively for that reason. However, when he was at left tackle in that game against Virginia Tech, when he was challenged by speed on the perimeter, once again, turned the gate, was in a chase position. You're not going to make a living have Zion Johnson at your left tackle position in the National Football League. But again, I think that, the thing I like about him is his effort, his toughness, his physicality. This guy is a mauler is what I would call him. This guy is textbook. If you look up the word mauler in the dictionary, you would see a picture of Zion Johnson if I had my way. Again, the big concern is the footwork and pass protection, pass pro as we call it, and going up a level to the NFL and playing guard is the big part of it is the terminology in coaching is gap control. And that's a big concern to the gaps to his immediate left and to his right with him opening the gate because he's going to face a lot stiffer competition in the National Football League. I'm sliding this guy into the third round because of the footwork deficiency. Other people have him a lot higher on major platforms. CBS, for example, has him in there. They mocked him at number 21 overall going to the New England Patriots. And a man I used to work with on staff was Bill Belichick. And then PFF, Pro Football Focus, has him mocked at number 36, a little bit lower opinion of Zion Johnson going to the New York G-Men, as Chris Berman would say. But this is a solid football player. I like his size. It's just footwork. If you're a team in the NFL and you're a general manager, if I was a GM, the first thing I would do is go into my offensive lines coach office, shut the door, and say, exactly how hard is this going to be to get him to learn naturally, be able to instinctually be able to learn how to slide his feet into the gaps? Because if he could do that and he didn't turn and open the gate, there's no question in my mind this guy would be a first-round talent because of the strength. He's got brute, raw, natural power that you would love to have on your offensive line at the offensive guard position. The question is when he's challenging those gaps, I just don't know. And whether you take him the first round, the fifth round, or the 100th round, that's still a concern, or is a gap control. What are your thoughts on Zion Johnson, Mr. Turner?
I'm going to tell you what I like about Zion Johnson. The first thing I like about him, he won highly recruited coming out of high school, so he played at Davidson. Ended up being a small school All-American. Then his last 2 years at Boston College. Well, his last year, he was a first-team All-American. Then he was first-team All-ACC. That tells me a lot about the young man. Making a jump from a smaller school to a bigger school in the competition, he performed at a high level. Then number two, he's a freakazoid. The young man has a 34-inch vertical, and he's 32 reps on the bench press. But when you talk about run block, as you just mentioned, Daniel, I have something like a recountability. Gene Hickerson, Cleveland Browns, they blocked for Jim Brown. Gene Upshaw, Alan Faneca, Randy Cross. A lot of people don't understand. Randy Cross was a real good guy before he went to center. Larry Little, excellent run blocker. Do I have to say Larry Zonka, Jim Kitt, Mercury Morris, Randall McDaniel. Where you from? The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, I remember him, number 64.
He was a Pro Bowler. Will Shields, Nebraska, the Kansas City Chiefs. John Hedda, Roll Tide, University of Alabama.
Patriots.
Tom Mack, that played with the LA Rams back in the mid-70s. And then I like about was the young man. He's from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. The same area that's really produced Christian Donshaw, Nolan Smith, outstanding basketball player at Duke University, now one of the assistant coaches at Duke. Just got a job in Louisville. Michael Beasley, first-round draft pick. Victor Abelipo, out of the University of Indiana basketball. Chase Young, he's out of that area. Markel Folks. So that's telling me the young man is from an area where they have athletes that's very focused, so there's no problem. Then I go back, and he reminds me of his versatility. He's played offensive guard. He's played offensive tackle. Then take this for a tidbit. He was so versatile down at the Senior Bowl, they had him at center. And they said he was doing his thing at a high level. But he reminds me of a football player that was a phenomenal offensive guard. When I got to the University of Arkansas in 1978, the young man had started as a true freshman the previous year. But he had a serious injury his junior year and never played football no more. But he became a real high-level assistant in the National Football League. And he was the assistant under Lou Holtz when Lou Holtz first got the job at Notre Dame. That young man was George Stewart. Phenomenal football player. And one of the top assistants that's been in the National Football League. He's been assistant in Frisco. He's been assistant in Minnesota. He's been assistant of several other teams. And another thing about George, he had a very high football IQ because he was an academic All-American 4 years in Arkansas. But this young man, Zion Johnson, puts me in the mind of Mr. George Stewart that played at Arkansas. Because George Stewart, like Mr. Zion Johnson, was an athlete. And then you look at Boston College, where Mr. Johnson comes from. Think about this. The last couple of years, they've had some good offensive guards. They're not a school known for, let's say, really putting out a football factory's offensive line, but I think Chris Snead was a pretty good player with the New York Giants. And a young man that's performing at a high level here with the Atlanta Falcons, who didn't give up a stack. Chris Lispin was voted one of the top offensive linemen in all of pro football last year. So the guy is getting some pedigree by going to Boston College. And finally, about this young man, is that I'm going to say it one more time. He went from Davidson, played 2 years there, became a small school All-American, and then he took his game up to the next level of Boston College. In 2021, he was a first-team All-American and a first-team All-ACC. And like you said, Mr. Daniel Kelly, I'd be very surprised if Zion Johnson's not one of the best run blockers that's coming into the 2022 NFL Draft. Final words about Mr. Zion Johnson, offensive guard at Boston College University.
Absolutely, Mr. Turner. There's a lot of great points that you just made there. Thank you for sharing that with us. You know, I think it's interesting you mentioned George Stewart because writing for Sports Illustrated San Francisco 49ers, you know, I've become more in tune with the 49ers organization. And it's really too bad that the 49ers gave up so much for Trey Lance and all that mess. Because with the departure of Laken Tomlinson, who went to free agency to the New York Jets, a guy like Zion Johnson would be absolutely positively perfect in the 49ers scheme with Kyle Shanahan, who's a very ball control, run heavy, you know, a short passing game, you know, quick timing routes in a short to intermediate level where the guard's not asked to occupy, you know, blocks forever and a day. And there's so much running that goes on there with Deebo Samuel and everybody that's involved. You know, somebody like a Zion Johnson would be very, very good with the San Francisco 49ers. But again, that's not an option. You know, and it's funny because It's not an option because he'd be gone by then. But it's funny, too, because, you know, when you mention, I grew up with that NFL that was a smash mouth football league back with the days of the Hogs and John Riggins and these big backs that used to pound the Christian Okoyes of the world and guys like that that used to pound the ball. And a guy like Zion Johnson would probably be a top 10 pick back in the 1980s had he played then because of the run heavy, the run ability. He is going to be one of the best, if not, you know, even better than that, as far as a run blocker. He's everything you'd want. I mean, if you want a run blocker, if you want a road paver, this is your guy at offensive guard. It's just that if you're a team, most, well, every team in the NFL, actually, according to teamrankings.com, passes the ball now more than 50%. I think the stats between about 50% and about 67% with Tampa Bay being on the high end of that spectrum of the time. If you're a team that passes the ball a lot more than you run the ball, this is not your guy. Especially if you have the quarterback needing to sit back in the pocket a little bit longer. But if you're a team that has quick hitting, you know, a short passing game, does a lot of running like Kyle Shanahan does, you know, maybe you do look at a guy like this towards the bottom of the first, early in the second type of thing. Because the thing I like about him is that what he lacks in foot technique, okay, and I don't want to make too big of a deal of this. It's not like the guy is giving up sacks, so I don't want to make it sound like his footwork's awful because it's not. The thing I like about a Zion Johnson most of all, and it is the effort. And that's, you know, the NFL, they used to say that the biggest muscle in the body is the heart. And so I like that. And I can't stand guys who don't play with heart, as we know on this show. So he does play with heart. And what he lacks is a deficiency in his lateral footwork. He makes up for an effort. And so you're going to get a very highly competitive football player and a good football player, no matter where you take him. So it was fun to watch him. And I love the guys that get in there and root them out. And like they used to say in Washington, root them out, root them out, root them out, Hogs. I like that. I like those big guys that just plow the roadways, shovel the snow for the running back, so to speak, from a scouting standpoint. And this guy is going to be a good football player at the next level in the National Football League, no question.
Boy, it's been great to cover all these great young men. Like I said, I like Zion Johnson's story. A guy that played at a small school at Davidson, was an All-American, up-level his competition at Boston College. The one thing that we all know is that when you got an offensive lineman like this, there's still that one cliche. The National Football League has become a passing league, but if you got a guy that can really run block in the game, the running game can neutralize all that passing. And as I say, Zion Johnson reminds me of Gene Hickerson, who played back in the 60s with the Chicago, with the Cleveland Browns, and Mr. Hickerson blocked for arguably the greatest running back in the game, Jim Brown. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And all I can say about Zion Johnson, my man, you went from Davidson, you was an All-American in the FCS, then you went up to the ACC. You was a first-team All-American last year in 2021 in college football. It's only one thing to say about you. They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. Mr. Zion Johnson, you finna be part of a fraternity in the National Football League. And it's going to be magic once you touch down on any football field. Zion Johnson, thank you, man. It's going to be a pleasure watching you.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And to our producer, before I leave today, our producer who makes it happen every week, Mr. Logan Landers.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Landers.
We'd like to say thank you one more time here at 100 Yards Football. If you like the video, please come in and share. And to my guests, coming live, you see him with that very, very good-looking New York Jets hat on. My man, Mr. Daniel Kelly, thank you and God bless. We surely appreciate you here on 100 Yards of Football.
Take care. Thank you for watching. God bless you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.